be a hole in the ground. It could be a mine.
It could be a mine.
Yeah.
Something steeper than a valley, steep sides to it would be called, where a river runs down.
A pass?
Or like the Rio Grande up in northern New Mexico runs through a sort of the, you know, the plains go and then all of a sudden, deep, and there's the river. What's that called?
A gorge?
Yeah, the gorge. It's also called what? Or like the Grand
Canyon?
Okay. But the gorge is a canyon, right? Am I right?
I would think of it as smaller, but I would think that it would be very similar.
Okay.
Very much synonymous, I would think.
Okay. How about when water goes over a cliff, you call that the...
Waterfall?
Uh-huh. Water that is going over the rapids is called...
It's white water.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What kinds of... Do you happen to know any names of wildflowers around?
We have a lot of verbenas. The wild verbenas out in the desert. There's a lot of your little wild daisies. There's sage.
Mm-hmm.
The yuccas are a flower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a rock and a stone?
I would think of them as synonymous.
Like,
rock probably much larger than a stone.
Okay.
Stone you could pick up. Some rocks you can pick up, but I would envision a rock being much larger than a stone.
Okay. Now, a woman who's lost her husband is a...
Widow.
And a child born out of wedlock.
You want my term?
Yes.
Bastard.
Fine, that's good.
It's not illegitimate. It's the parents that are illegitimate.
I like that.
There is no such thing as an illegitimate child.
That's a very good philosophy. What would you call, and maybe you've never heard of this before, but a noisy serenade after a wedding? Or sometimes they kidnap the groom. That's a pretty mean thing to do, I think.
Yeah, but what do they call it? Chivalry?
Yeah.
Chivalry, yeah.
Did you ever hear of that happening around here? Because
no.
I heard it happened in New Mexico. They used to do it in New Mexico,
no,
and they do it in Louisiana.
Their favorite thing, though, is to go out and get the guy drunker than whatever.
Before the wedding. Mm-hmm. Before the wedding, mm-hmm. Yeah. The bachelor party is taking the place of the chivalry.
Yeah.
That musical instrument that you play, like that.
Harmonica?
Uh-huh. And, with instruments you can play.
Music?
Uh-huh. And children play on this, goes up and down.
Seesaw.
Uh-huh. And you can take the bone out of a turkey and...
Wishbone.
Yeah.
Or pulley bone.
Pullet bone.
Pulley bone.
Pulley bone. Yeah, I've heard
that's
that one
too. That's another lyrical term for wishbone.
Uh-huh. Oh, good, good. If you had to carry a heavy load up some stairs, like a TV...
Mm-hmm.
You'd later describe it, I had to something it up the stairs.
I'd have to carry it up the stairs.
What would carry be heavy? In it? I mean, you want to sort of put the heaviness of the object into that verb. What would you say?
Unbearable.
The unbearable.
The unbearable.
Okay. But you, would you say something like, I had to lug it up the stairs, or I had to...
I probably wouldn't, but I've heard the term. That's not something that is...
You don't have a term like lug?
Mm-mm. I mean, I don't.
Drag, okay. The opposite of boyfriend is?
Girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Do you know other words for girlfriend? Guys are always...
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, I don't... No, I don't...
That's okay. How about local parties and fairs that we have in El Paso? Do you know any of those?
A lot of times here, they're on the border, they're called fiestas.
Mm-hmm. What do they celebrate?
Many different things.